Well, first off, I am breaking things, but I am so full of joy. I can't believe I'm here. And but I started at Novell in 2020, and I just want to say that I am a better poet because of all of you, and because of the classes I took from Paul and the Winter Warmer and all the great teachers that was in that. So, and when I say things out loud, I do it. That's how I came here this time. So, even though Ovelle's not going to be zooming us in, I'm going to have to figure a time to come back and come again. So, I'm going to go on in with my reading here. I'm going to start with some pretty heavy stuff and finish with some lighter, hopefully, stuff. And I'm just going to read it. I never talk before my poems anyway, so. All right. Downtown. Oh, this would help. Okay. I wonder why I couldn't see it. Okay. All right. Downtown Danville Drugstore. I slide into the sliver of light between wood and glass. The brass bell quivers soft, ring-a-ding-ding. I scurry in the shadow of a woman that could be my mama, but isn't. And avoid irking the ire of the bald-headed drugstore owner who doesn't care for untethered children. I take a hard left and soft shuffle across tiny black and white tiled squares to the magazine rack. The Saturday Evening Post, Look, and Life shields my four-foot frame from the owner's sight. Look tempts me to open to the Kingston Trio's It Was a Very Good Year. But a sign bolds big, don't touch unless buying. Instead, with fear dry mouth, I thieve children sledding down snow-covered hills on the Saturday Evening Post, and ache to be warmed my mama like theirs, chasing cold away with hot chocolate and hugs. Soon to be President Kennedy smiles from the cover of Life. A shadow falls across his face. I jump, sure I'm caught, but the face staring down is colored black, with lines furrowed deep between brown eyes. We are a hand width apart, looking but not touching life. I breathe out slow-like. Maybe he doesn't have 20 cents to buy life neither. We study the swell of white people around President Kennedy, their cheeks red in November cold. He pivots from life to me and he asks, do you call us in? Only he says the whole word. No, sir, I say, I call you Negro. Only my words do not erase sorrow scarred in his face and graveled in his voice. Sadness spills over us until the owner, white face, blotched red, yells us into the street. Hang in there, I've got a couple more here. All right, what haunts? White middle schooler and black high schooler, a hand width apart on a street corner bus stop, edged by thick hedged, hiccuped integration. White and black voices drum, fight, fight, fight. We lock stares, a parlay between green and brown eyes. Breathe the other's air, the other's sweat. Knowing a touch, with word or body, we will fight something neither of us wants. Okay, and this is an American sentence, which I know y'all know what that is, so it's quick. Downtown revitalizing, stained secrets whitewashed, cobblestone silent. And then this next one, scattered night, stones the crunched path, pebbles banjo bones, blues out reddened gravel, a little black girl etched in stone sky, innocence bladed, calls out daddy. Thank you. Okay. All right. What I would say when words come. Oh, I do want to say this to Bobby. I dedicate this one to Mags because Mags loved this one and she was part as were the Blue Mondays group and its evolution. So she loved the little fawn that saved me. What I would say when words come, you're along a tidal river where I witnessed your birth and named you Whisper. So when I call Whisper, your four-point antlered head lifts, your liquid brown eyes to my hazel, sacred hold, salt marsh bounded, in its seasonal shift from bright green to gold. It's been 17 months since your red brown body sack slipped from womb to coarse sand, your first crown. Summer sun sparkled marsh, your slender legs splayed. Spots lay like a blanket on your torso and flanks. You found teat and suckled, held in mama's face. She cleaned and nudged your newborn newness from her to higher ground. You bursting into spartina grass, cupped ears tucked tight to tiny head. I worried that day when she belly rested in birthing place, eyes closed, exhausted, when you disappeared on a path used by bobcat. Soundless stealth, your swelled spartina grass, mine seeded rogue cells. But that summer that birthed you held me. Surgery and radiation weary, medication dizzy, determined to spot you, I pushed, grew stronger. My body became mine again. And now today, I see the despair of a wound blooming blue-red below your tarsal gland, hind leg twice its normal size. Yet your swollen skin is intact, hope for closed fracture and no infection. I consider calling wildlife, but here you are, breathing easy, calm gazing. You survived the culling harvest. How can I betray you to the rifle? I move when you move, your lips low, ground forage, nibble and crunch, acorns, mushrooms, bark. Thicket dense we walk, you favoring your left leg, me favoring my left side, radiation ravaged, injury raw, rib and chest. Does your womb burn like mine, Whisper? What I would say into the cup of your ear aren't words, but the sound when two humans have no words, the sound woven to the sound of crying, a soft shh, shh, shh. What I would say when words come, look at you hurting, maybe even more than me, both of us watching tide ebb. Both of us waiting to miracle. Okay, this is my last one. May it go easy. May it go easy for you, Aunt Jackie. 9.5 decades in this membrane of living and dying. And may it go easy for me, cocooned as I am with you in this beginning ending time. You aren't my cookie bacon aunt like Aunt Alta. You are my lioness aunt, pushing your 99-pound frame in front of mine when the late night knocking comes. Knuckles rapping hard against triple bolted door. Too late for anyone to come calling that knows you. I catch the soft, loose skin folds of your upper arm and say, you stay here, I'll go. Your arm bone resists like mighty oak, does not yield. I tuck behind you, dutiful knees, cloaked in your stubborn protection once more. We silent walk with fear-born fierceness to shutter door. Is it your heartbeat I hear, or mine pounding loud enough for both? Don't open the door, I say. I won't, you say. Lift the blind a little and look. I do. No one is there in dim carport light. Is it death come calling for one or both of us? I watch through what remains of night between back door and your bedroom door. Mamaw's wedding ring quilt lies still over your fetal curled 5-foot frame. I lean close and I hear you shallow breathe. I whisper sing, oh, sisters, let's go down, down to the river to pray. Incantation like salt laid at door threshold. Take not my aunt, warrior woman in man world, Southern Bell Company supervisor, woman who stayed the course, not now. Take not me, warrior woman in breast cancer survival, woman who stays the course beyond statistical years, not now. My birthday gift to you has unfolded from bud to full bloom, red rose petals falling, a pool of blood-letting memories. I remember the story of the night Uncle Chris's murderers came knocking, drunk with whiskey and police protection, taunting Grandma and 16-year-old Sarah, not yet mother to you or Mamaw to me. I remember the night when Daddy Paul didn't come home and the knocking came. Mamaw sat all night between my bed and kitchen door in a quiet that scared me more than the knocking. Dawn comes, brushes light into shadow. I bear footstep on carport concrete into an August morning masquerading as fall. Sun has yet to lift fog blanket from mountain. I hear the best kind of knocking. Pileated woodpecker, slow drumming the world steady again. And then a lighter tapping, not bird this time. It is you, came walking into another day. May it go easy. Thank you.